The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband, Dave. Welcome to Auto Talk. We have a great show in store for you today. We're here every Saturday at noon, and we have a lot to talk about. Right, Dave?
We sure do. I have a full list, and we're hoping we're going to talk to a lot of folks out there today, right?
That's right. You can give us a call today at 457-1290. And just for a little bit about us, Dave and I have been doing the show here for about 3 years. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years at Murphy's Auto Care. We service all makes and models, and we're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle needs.
Right.
You can call us today about any automotive question you have, anything that has an engine, anything boat, RV,
or a motor.
Motor.
That's electric.
Chainsaw, whatever. We're going to talk about everything today. We love doing the show. It is the fastest hour in radio. So let's get started.
Let's do that. That's right. This is, I hope you're buckled up, like Jan said, because it is the fastest hour in radio.
Always buckle up.
Absolutely. No matter what you're doing, right?
That's right.
Hey, this, our show, Auto Talk, is always about keeping you safe, your car safe, your car dependable, and that's how you save money. When you have a vehicle. And let's face it, we've all got vehicles, and most Americans have multiple vehicles. So it's typically can be a big piece of your budget, right? So that's what we're here to talk about. We'd love to talk to you live today, 457-1290. That is the number to give us a call at. Give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. And as Jan said, we got a bunch going on. I had a lot of email activity this
week.
Well,
you know, I know we really appreciate people who tune into the show and listen, and especially people who call, but you can listen on iHeartRadio wherever you are.
All over the globe.
Wherever you are.
That's
all
right.
Over the globe. Also, check out our Facebook, Murphy's Auto Care. We've got lots of interesting things on Facebook. We talk about all kinds of things that happen in our shop, but we also like to talk about that on the radio,
well, too. And just real-life things, you know, situations that happen to people with their vehicles or why how their vehicles cause things in their families.
The strangest things.
And, so actually, this week coming up, I've got a bunch of video I cut and a lot of photographs I took in the shop with all of our techs and some things to see. So, you know, if you don't get all the show today, tune into our Facebook page. And you'll
yeah,
see
you may find some of it interesting, even if you're not a technical person.
Yeah,
I'm not a technical person at all.
That's
but
okay.
Some of the things that we see in the shop are just, wow.
I think you balance me because I'm way too technical. Time.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what you tell me. So.
Is that a compliment?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need you, right? So let's just jump in here. I got to share this story because I think this is timely for a lot of folks. A longtime listener and customer of our business had sent me an email regarding wanting to purchase or help his daughter purchase a first-time kind of SUV, a not very expensive used one, certainly a used one. So he sent me a list of some of the vehicles they were looking at. All of them were under $5,000 and high mileage in my book. You know, they were between 170,000 and 210,000 miles on these vehicles, which that's the only way you're going to find these vehicles because they were Toyotas and Subarus and Hondas and Lexus. One was a Lexus. All these vehicles that should be nice vehicles. But again, you know, he's understanding high mileage. You know, you get what you pay for. And he'd asked me what my suggestion was of the list that they were looking at as to what I thought was the best choice. And I just wanted to share my response to him was that, well, quite honestly, first of all, because they all are high mileage vehicles, and if the service maintenance history is unknown, then they're all a wild card, you know. And so the key thing here is if you're going to buy a vehicle that's got that kind of mileage on it and you need to purchase, and a lot of people need to purchase a vehicle in that price range, that's perfectly fine. Spend your time, do your due diligence, find a vehicle if you can that's got some kind of service history on it, or at least find a vehicle, and these were all from private owners that he was purchasing, looking to buy these from. Speak to them, find out if they've at least serviced it in a place that at least reports to Carfax, so some history could be there. So, and then the other suggestion I had for him was any of those vehicles, I think if you knew the service history and you could get an oil analysis performed on the engine oil and the transmission oil, then you got a lot safer bet.
Which we do in the shop.
Exactly.
All the time.
And he's aware of that. Yeah. So I'm certain he'll bring whatever they choose into us. We'll do a pre-purchase inspection, and I'm certain we'll do those two oil analyses.
Well, and that's money well spent.
Oh,
if you
absolutely.
Think about it, doing a health check on the car that you're getting ready to purchase and put your loved one in for a while, you want it to be dependable. And the key to diagnosing anything is knowing the history.
Knowing the history, and then you can somehow, you know, you can typically forecast, hopefully, what's going to happen to it, you know, to some degree. Between a pre-purchase inspection and doing a couple of the oil analysis, so say you got $300 in that, but this is a vehicle you really want to buy. What if you determine that there's excessive wear, you know, components in the transmission or in the engine? Then at least all you got in it is the $300, not the $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 plus all the repairs that are just going to come showering down, you know, that may sink the car, to be honest
with you.
Well,
it's like getting a general physical before you go in to take care of some other issues.
Absolutely.
You know, if you haven't been in and you don't know the history, or the doctor doesn't know your history, you have to get an overall baseline of everything. And that oil engine analysis is key for that. That can really say a lot. If you don't know the history and you don't have it,
It tells you the history.
That's going to be
like a crystal ball,
just about.
It truly is. It truly is. But, you know, I thought it was just a great question, you know, to share with our listeners, because it's one we get asked frequently. And everybody wants to buy an inexpensive vehicle and it not cause them any problems.
I want
or
a really good deal. I want a really
exactly
great car.
Right.
And I don't want to spend any money on it.
Right. And fortunately, this gentleman, I know him very well. He's very realistic. Very realistic.
And so
I thought it was a great question. I want to thank him for that. So bring it up to us. Yeah, absolutely. Also, I had just gotten a little update from another gentleman I've been speaking to via email quite a bit about a Suburban. He's got an older Suburban. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. He'd had an electrical problem where, as we say in the industry, it let the smoke out of it because of a failed component. And luckily, the shop where he takes the vehicle here north of town was able to determine the actual root cause, which was actually just a failed marker lamp harness assembly that had shorted, gone to ground, and was actually, you know, blowing the fuses, or actually in the case that he had, it did not blow the fuse. So probably most likely there was some issue with the fuse holder or something like that. But the good news was it's still a great vehicle. It's older, and he got it repaired, you know, for probably under $1,000, and he's still driving. So just goes to show, you know, you don't need to kick those old vehicles out.
There was another Suburban in, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. We had another Suburban in this week. This was really interesting. Radiator had been replaced in this vehicle about a year ago, right? And the vehicle had about 185,000 miles on it. And then it just got kind of parked in that last year or so period. Didn't get used very much. But as we got into this this winter period where it's been so cold, gentleman was driving a vehicle, wouldn't generate any heat. I mean, it would warm up, but it would just be kind of like, lukewarm. And it did set a code, a PO128 for a thermostat code, but it did it intermittently and just randomly. And so we had to dive into it and took a look at it. And this was really interesting. This radiator is brand new in this truck. It's an 05 Suburban 2500 series. And as it turns out, the supplier of that radiator was also unaware that the specific model of Suburban requires a special orifice in the radiator to reduce or restrict the coolant flow. Because what was happening was, you would think you had a bad thermostat, right? Thermostat was wide open, but that wasn't the case. The problem was it was just letting too much coolant pass too quickly, so it was never picking up enough engine heat, and consequently the engine ran cool, the passenger compartment was cool, and it was quite an oddity. Well, what we determined was, going back to the original equipment radiator supplier, which is General Motors, AC Delco, their radiator actually has the orifice in it. Put the radiator back in it, switched it out. Car automatically went from 140 degrees to 188, and we got heat back in the car now. So, interesting story.
Just goes to show that you got to do your homework.
You do, you know, and it's really no one's fault.
Oh yeah,
you buy a part as a repair service center, and you expect that it's a good quality part, and that it's going to, you know, it is a good quality part. The one we took out, it just doesn't match the OE requirement exactly, and in this case, it prevented the vehicle from ever getting hot enough to run, which also kept it using a lot more fuel than it should when it was running. So very interesting, we thought. And it's just one of the things I want to share with people that, you know, if you've got, you know, that kind of perplexing problem going on, give us a call. We love mysteries like that. And I guarantee you, we will, at Murphy's Auto here, get to the bottom of it. So a lot of fun. By the way, we're here in the studio. We'd love to talk to you today about radiators or about buying a car, selling a car, or anything you got going on. It's simple. Call Jan or I here at 457-1290. And we will talk to you all you want to talk. So speaking of that, let's go right now to the lines. We're going to go out and talk to Dan. Dan, thanks for hanging on there, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I have a 2014 Dodge Durango all-wheel drive with the trailer package.
Okay.
I've got 89,000 miles on it. Maintenance has been oil changes and tires.
Okay.
I just bought a camper and planning on towing it. And I'm going to be pulling about 11,000 pounds overall. The combined rate rating is 11.6, so I'm underneath that.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I've done all the necessary maintenance to avoid transmission problems and axle problems. So I'm planning right now on getting to drop the pan and change the transmission filter next week.
Okay.
But is there anything else I should be worried about?
How about shocks and struts?
Well, yeah, you know, that's a good point, Jan. You know, you want to make certain that they can
89,000 miles?
Yeah, it's a good possibility. But I want to address his question, first of all, about the transmission. I think you're on the right track. Is that the first time the fluid's ever been serviced, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Here, no engine extra, it's never been looked at.
Yeah. Going forward, I would recommend that as you're going to tow this, I think you said a travel trailer, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that you just consider having the transmission flushed annually, especially if you're going to tow it, you know, 10, 12 times through the summer, because you're going to generate more heat, obviously, in the transmission. Do you have a transmission gauge on your vehicle?
Yes, I do. I've never monitored it, but I'm in it now, and I'm at 186 degrees driving down the highway.
Okay, that's the transmission temperature. It's about 186 right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the norm.
Yep, that's good. That's good because you're definitely going to see it increase. And you said the vehicle does have a trailering package on it, correct?
It's from the factory, right.
Okay. Even though they have those, I'll tell you this. We have seen this where it never hurts to add an additional transmission cooler to that vehicle out in front. Just get more surface area to get that transmission fluid to keep it cool to protect that transmission. So something you might consider.
Well, I'm planning on going out west, so I'm going to be hitting the mountains.
Okay. All right. I would highly recommend you add a transmission cooler to it. It's a simple thing to do. I'm sure that vehicle's got an electric cooling fan anyways. Dan, I'll tell you what. I just realized we got to run to a quick break. Stick with us. I'll leave you on hold, and we'll come back and finish chatting about that, okay?
Thank you.
Great. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening live to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk. We'll be right back.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Do you know where your mattress came from? If your mattress is from the original mattress factory, you can rest easy, knowing that your mattress was hand-built right here in Cincinnati. And every original mattress factory mattress features American-made materials, from our supportive inner springs to cotton padding to our shock-absorbing box springs. You can even stop by our factory to take a tour and see our team make your mattress. Can the other guys say that? That is the Original Mattress Factory difference. Visit us at originalmattress.com.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have 7 state-of-the-art service facilities. All 7 locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, we bought this moderately priced radio ad to tell you we're way more than just a shave club. Dollar, that's right. We also make top shelf shower, oral care, deodorant, colognes, skincare, and more club. Right now, get one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton today. That's right. That's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton.
Hi, I'm Tom Perry, owner of Long Cleaners. Having a partner like Farmers and Merchants Bank means they know me by name. That's why I trust the lending staff at Farmers and Merchants Bank. My loan officer is always eager to help me.
Thanks, Tom. Unlike those bigger banks, we understand what it takes for small businesses to succeed. I'm Clint Morton with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we have a cool offer for you. For a limited time, get a free Yeti cooler when you apply for and close a new business loan. Does your bank do that? Farmers and Merchants Bank, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
The Greater Miami Valley, my veteran community, is hosting the 4th Annual Veterans Moving Forward Resources and Job Fair at Wright State Student Union, May 22nd from 3 until 7 p.m. Attend to learn about employment opportunities and the great veteran resources in our community. Free transportation to the event will be available through RTA and GreenCats. For more information, visit vetsmovingforward.org. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
Menards is our go-to store when we update our house. We're adding new lights and seeing all the latest styles. The selection was amazing. And we found Patriot Lighting fixtures for our whole house. We are so happy with the final touches that Patriot Lighting adds to our home. Enjoy exquisite elegance and superior craftsmanship with Patriot Lighting.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through March 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Rick Moody, your commercial real estate connection for the Dayton region. For leasing, buying, selling of office, retail, industrial, or warehouse space, contact me at Coldwell Banker Commercial Heritage. This is Rick Moody. I am your place for space.
This is Larry Hanskin. The new assisted living and memory care Beehive Homes of Springboro is now offering move-in specials. Call 937-350-1211 to schedule a tour. Appreciate the difference of a smaller, more personalized experience. Beehive Homes of Springboro, the next best place to home.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Rain arriving later into the afternoon hours today, possibly a thunderstorm along with it. High temperatures up to 56 degrees and winds as high as 35 miles per hour. As we go into tomorrow, cloud cover decreasing throughout the day. The winds are picking up to 40 mile per hour wind gusts tomorrow with a high of 47. Mostly sunny skies on Monday. We're looking at temperatures right around 45 degrees for the high. On Tuesday, sunshine once again with 44 degrees for the high temperature. Clouds return to the Miami Valley on Wednesday, just a slight chance for a shower, and temperatures approaching 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan. We were just speaking with Dan about hauling in his 2014 Dodge Durango with 89,000 miles, trying to do some preventative care.
Yeah, we got Dan back
to
here.
Haul.
Yeah.
And also, he's going to be going out west. So you were just explaining what he could do to safeguard
My recommendations, right. I know Dan, sounds like you said, some of your concerns are, of course, the transmission and the differential. So you want to get all those fluids changed. And having the pan, lower pan dropped out, the filter checked. Remember, you want to get the rest of that fluid out of that transmission. So I would recommend that you have a BG flush done at the same time. Hopefully you're taking it somewhere that can do that. I also would recommend that the transmission cooler can be considered being added to it. I mean, it's just an extra safeguard. Gives you that much more cooling capacity. But I wanted to mention Jan's point about looking at the shocks on that vehicle, because it'll have shocks. If they're 90,000 miles on them, I would consider replacing them just to give you the stability that you really are going to require, especially as you head out west and you get on some of those mountain roads. So give that some consideration.
Okay. Now, what temperature do I need to watch for in the transmission?
Well, I can tell you from my experience, and I'm familiar with towing 12 to 15,000 pounds with our Suburban, I like to see it stay below 220 degrees if I can.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if it jumps up above that for a minute or two, I'm, you know, it's okay. but you don't want it sustained above that. And 200 or south of 200 degrees is much better. Anytime you can do that. So.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that I might be hitting that like on an uphill climb.
Sure.
I want to know when do I pull off the rope.
Well, so in my experience, I mean, I've even had a situation towing where we boiled the transmission fluid and got it so hot, right? Because of just the wind load and the trailer. And you'll know way ahead of that when that's happening. But I'd say when you see it at 220 and above, just pull over after that. Pull over, take a few minutes, let it cool off. But I can tell you, if you add a large surface transmission cooler, like I mentioned, to the front of that, I don't think you're going to have that problem. I don't think it's going to happen.
I hadn't thought about that, and that makes perfect sense to me. So I probably follow up on that.
Yeah, I would recommend that. That's where I would go, and you can get a very large surface one, get it out front, and you can even add an electric cooling fan to it too. So a lot of options to do that. But, yeah, I applaud you for realizing you want to keep that transmission fluid cool and anything you can do to do that with. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
If I do hit the 220 number,
yep,
and pull off,
yep,
do I want to leave the engine running or the engine stop?
Nah, leave it run because you got a cooling fan that's running. It's going to pull more air across it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your advice.
Our pleasure. You have a great, safe one, and enjoy your trip this summer.
Oh, yeah. Sounds
Absolutely.
Like fun.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a great question, and we're heading for that season, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I know how important it is to get the flushes done, even if he adds that cooler in the front.
Yeah.
We always recommend getting your services with BG Automotive Products. They're a sponsor of the show. We want to thank them, but also we use them every day, and we've seen great successes with that. Also, I want to take a minute and thank KY Auto Parts. They're the professional's choice. They have several locations here in town. And they enable us to have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So
yes,
thank
they do.
You, KOI Auto Parts. And Mike's Car Wash. You know, a clean car is a happy car. That's what I always say. And
I think it goes faster,
we've
too.
We've got to get in there today after we leave here. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you can go before work, after work, while you're after you put the kids to bed. You can get wash books. They make great gifts. And I can tell you they have 3 convenient locations here in the Dayton area. And Mike's unlimited wash deal is... you can get 6 months for the price of 5 and wash your car as often as you want.
Like I said, you can drive around the block. Keep
every
coming
day.
Back. That's right.
I'm just saying.
Keep car clean.
That'd be a cool gift, too.
You can't beat it this time of year, especially with there's still a lot of stuff on your car, underneath your car. So you need to keep it clean.
That's
so.
Right. And we want to thank also, we are partners with the Goodwill Dayton Auto Auction, Goodwill Easter Seals, Miami Valley. We'll talk more about the gem product when we come back. Product, I said.
It is a product. We built
okay.
it.
That's but right. we've got some more to talk about with that. A lot of good things coming up with the Goodwill Dayton Auto Auction.
Yes, we do.
And
we want to hear from you out there today.
We're going to cut to
457-1290.
Stick
give us
with
call.
Us.
We'll be right
and
back.
We'll be right back.
Thanks.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, a warm, wet, and windy weekend on tap for the Miami Valley.
Tracking rain moving into the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic cleaning up an accident this hour, Salem Avenue at Cornell Drive. And our top story, rain is headed for the Miami Valley today, and it's going to bring some gusty winds along, too.
You've likely heard plenty of rain in the forecast. Well, how much? It's going to range from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches for the entire Miami Valley as a system moves through overnight.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Magg is back in moments with his exclusive WHIO forecast. Martha McSally, a freshman senator and the first female American pilot to fly in combat, stunned fellow lawmakers at a hearing on sexual assault in the military earlier this week when she made this admission.
I am also a military sexual assault survivor. But unlike so many brave survivors, I didn't report being sexually assaulted.
She said she kept quiet about the attack because she didn't trust the system. Now the Air Force says the senator has no desire to participate in an investigation. But the military branch will remain ready to investigate if the senator's desire changes.
Fox's Jill Nato, the New York Times, is saying that the assault may have occurred during a time when there was still a statute of limitations on rape claims, and that time may have run out. In Dark County, a school bus driver gathering praise for acting quickly when things turned ugly fast.
Tanya Osborne was able to get all of the children off of her bus right before it burst into flames Thursday afternoon. Osborne says the service light came on and she noticed a smell of smoke from the bus when she decided to stop to let everyone off.
WHIO's Jonah Adi, the superintendent of Franklin Monroe School, says Osborne did exactly what she was supposed to do. Well, loud snoring can be a bone of contention among couples, but cops in Brevard County, Florida, say one man's girlfriend went a bit too far with her solution to the problem.
Deputies say his girlfriend decided to end the noisy problem by grabbing a shotgun and shooting him in the armpit. The boyfriend was air evac'd to the hospital where he is now recovering. The girlfriend, well, she was taken to jail and is now facing an attempted murder charge.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten reporting. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Some late afternoon rain moving into the region. We'll see possibly a thunderstorm or two waving in as well. Mild and becoming windy, 56 degrees for the high temperature this evening. 35 mile per hour winds possible. Overnight tonight, scattered showers ending after midnight. 40 degrees for the low temperature. The winds are picking up on Sunday. We will stay dry, but we'll see 40 mile per hour winds throughout the early afternoon. High temperature 47 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Cloudy skies around the Miami Valley this hour. It is 36 degrees in Troy, 35 in Springfield, and 37 degrees in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hey everybody, Sergeant Mark here. You know, this active winter is taking a toll on the exterior of our homes. If the outside of your home is in need of a new fresh look, let me make a recommendation to you. I have used CertaPro Painters for the last several years on projects at my home, and for both interior and exterior work, I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They've done a great job for me, and right now is the time to call CertaPro Painters and get on the schedule for that spring exterior paint project. Now, the first thing that'll happen is they will give you a free estimate where every detail is spelled out so there are no surprises. This is just one aspect that sets CertaPro Painters apart from other painting contractors. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who live and work in our community. I believe you'll be as pleased with the results as I've been. If you're a business owner, CertaPro Painters offers commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. Get that free estimate now. 800-GO-CERTA, 800-GOCERTA, CERTA with a C, or online at CertaPro.com. CertaPro Painters, we do paint. You do life.
If you have a pension, listen in. Mike Martinez and his team at the Pension Group have been helping people with their pension decisions for more than two decades. Much of their knowledge is now available to you in Mike's new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Mike covers the biggest pension issues facing you as an associate, including how to take your pension, what's best for you, the lump sum, or the monthly payment. We've seen segmented rates go up. Unfortunately, that can bring your retirement down, with some people losing 40, 60, or hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money. With changing rates, timing is everything. When should you step away from the workforce? Mike touches on all these issues and more in his new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Receive your complimentary copy when you set a visit with Mike or purchase online at retirefromhonda.com. Make the best pension choice for you. Retirefromhonda.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group. Neither Michael Martinez nor the Pension Group has any affiliation with any company and or with American Honda Motor Company, Inc. or its affiliates.
Hi, this is Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk. Growing up, life was full of limits, like only one soda or be home by 10. Obey the speed limit. Now you're an adult and you still have to obey the speed limit, but there's no limit on washing your car at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. And now, buy 5 months of the Ultimate or Works and get the 6 month free. At Mike's Car Wash, there's never a limit on clean. Open 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy every Saturday here at 12 o'clock.
Until 1.
Until 1.
It's a fast hour.
It is.
Too fast.
Seems like a half an hour.
Yes. Zoom, there it goes, just like that. What can I say? You know. So, anyway, we were just talking about the Goodwill Auto Auction just before we went to break.
Yeah.
Today was another big auction at the auction site. And, you know, as we've mentioned for many, many, many years, you know, donations is really what runs this auction. And donations from everybody here in our community is what turns around and helps the other, our other fellow citizens here in town. So if you got that vehicle that maybe you don't want to spend some money on, right? You're done. You're either going to trade it or it's been sitting in your driveway for 2 years.
Or you're going to buy an electric vehicle.
There is a good idea. Well, it just depends on, you know, how you go. But anyway, if you've got vehicles to donate, it doesn't have to be a car. It could be a truck. It could be a motorcycle. It could be a motorhome, a camper, a boat.
That's right. And it goes to a great cause. The proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley. And we are going to be working on some gem projects this year.
Yes, we are.
And what we do is we store the vehicles and recondition them. And then they go up at the auction, which is every other Saturday. And you can go to the auction or you can follow along on their website, which is GoodwillDaytonAuto.com.
That's right.
Or you can call 228-AUTO, that's 228-2886, and consider making a donation there with any automobile, boat, RV, camper, things that you're just ready to recycle. And they'll take care of everything for you. It's so easy. You don't have to mess with anybody
That's right.
dealing with it. It just really simplifies
One
everything.
One call kind of does it all. And, you know, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you're going to see a very professional towing company show up and pick this up. And the paperwork is very, very simple. And Holly and Megan at Goodwill Auto Auction are great folks and can take you right through it very simply. But most of all, if you've got those vehicles sitting around and you're just not sure what to do with them, donate them because it's going to help your other fellow citizens here in our community. All right. You know what? We got a bunch of people here who want to talk to us. Let's go out and talk to one of them right now. How about it? We're going to go out here and talk to Jerry. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience and hanging in there with us. What can we do for you today?
Well, you brought up cooling systems, and I've been waiting for your show to come on to ask you about it.
Well, you can talk to us about it anytime, but this is your moment. Go right ahead, Jerry.
I have a 96 Ford F-150.
Okay.
5.0 in it.
All right.
And last year when it started to turn cold, it wasn't putting out the heat that it should.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, I mean, it would run you out of there. So I took it to a mechanic. He changed the thermostat. That didn't do it.
Okay.
So then he ordered a new radiator.
Okay.
Well, it was late in the afternoon when the radiator came, and it was oversized from what the standard radiator was.
Okay.
It was for a Ford, but it was just heavier duty, I guess.
Sure, sure, and that shouldn't cause an issue.
Well, so that's what he said, and he installed it.
Okay.
Still minimal heat.
Okay.
So then we put a heater core in it.
All right. Well, we're running out of parts now, aren't we? We're getting there.
Yes. I'm still sitting here with minimal heat.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter how far you drive it.
Right.
It barely comes up on the temperature gauge.
Okay. So, and that was going to be my question to you. So, assuming your temperature gauge in your vehicle is accurate or within a few degrees, where does it run? Do you know what the actual temperature of the vehicle is running at?
Well, I took a
thermostat or temperature gauge. Yeah.
I took a device and checked it. And like at the heater in the firewall, the hoses.
Right.
I'm coming up with like 198.
Okay, it's way too cold. It's running 100 degrees where it's at, basically. Okay.
And right around where it comes out of the top of the radiator,
mm-hmm.
I think the last time I checked it, it went from 125 to 140.
Okay. All right. So the radiator may, in fact, be the issue. Okay. You know, did we ever put oversized radiators in vehicles? Sure, especially if people are going to tow. You know, if you were listening earlier, we had a gentleman, he's getting ready to tow a trailer. Oversized radiators, oversized or additional transmission coolers are always very, very helpful. But in this case, it's just not generating enough heat. So, and I'm assuming all of these parts are good quality parts and that the thermostat is actually working properly. I guess I would go back to the gentleman that installed it for you and ask him to take a look at it, assuming there's a warranty with that. You know, I would look for, you know, in that radiator, first of all, if you were listening to what we were talking about earlier, we ran across a similar situation in a vehicle like that where the radiator actually was designed to have a restrictor inside of it to slow down the coolant flow through it, which then allowed it to, it actually generated an extra 45, 50 degrees because of that. Which it wasn't getting to. So it's possible that that's the case, but that'll take a little bit of research on your mechanic's part to go back and look at the original equipment radiator diagram, you know, because your old radiator's gone, obviously. That's not around anymore. So that's where I would start at, because that vehicle should run on your temperature gauge. You should be seeing that vehicle about 190 degrees, maybe 195, maybe 185, just depends. But that's my suggestion to you, Jerry.
All right. Well, I've taken it back twice.
Yep. Yep.
And let's just say I didn't get the best results or answers. So
sure. Sure.
That kind of left me on my own.
Well, I would seek out someone else. What I would do. What part of town do you live in?
Troy, Ohio.
Okay. Up in that area, the folks that I know to go to are Vic Haddad over at Trojan Auto Service would be one recommendation, or. If you're interested, you could take it over to New Carlisle. You could take it over to Jeff's Automotive.
They've worked on it before.
Okay. All right. And
could I ask you one more question?
Actually, Jerry, I got to run. I've got to go here, but I would check with those guys and or give me a call at the shop or send me an email. Either one would be great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Jerry. Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. All righty. You know, that's not much fun when it's been as cold as it has, and we're not getting enough heat out there in that vehicle. But oh, well, there you go. We're going to jump real quick. I got to go out to Kevin. He's been patient. Kevin, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good, sir. Good, good, good. Got it. You've got a Ford pickup truck as well, right?
Yeah, it's a 2013 Platinum.
Okay.
EcoBoost in it. And the engine light keeps coming on. It was coming on. I'd put all new plugs in it. I'd put new coil packs on it. It's got 165,000 miles on it. I drive almost 4,000 miles a month, 3,500 miles a month.
Okay.
But the engine light would come on and the codes kept reading that possibly one of the catalytic converters was maybe plugging up or not doing its job. The oxygen sensor behind the catalytic converter kept running in the negative. But both mechanics, I got two friends that are mechanics, and they both said they don't believe the catalytic converter is the problem at all. I don't know why, but they just don't believe that, I guess because as much as I drive, and I drive a lot of freeway miles. So the odd thing is I started burning high test fuel from Speedway, and the light will go out if I use that fuel. If I switch to any other fuel, it comes back on. And then the fuel mileage is terrible. It always has been in this truck.
Okay.
I very rarely get 15.
Okay.
14-something's always where I'm at.
All righty. So we've got several different issues going on here. I would personally like to look at this vehicle. I don't know if you could get it to us or not at our shop in Beaver Creek. I'm certain we can get to the bottom of it. There is a high probability that you do have a catalytic converter that is inefficient. Or potentially an oxygen sensor that it has become lazy is what we would call it, especially at that kind of mileage. So until we get all of the data and actually can look at that, it's going to be very difficult. And I hate to hear that you have put parts on this vehicle that unfortunately were not the root cause. So
well, it needed a tune-up. I did the stuff. It needed that, and I haven't done anything else yet. I don't want to buy a converter or an oxygen sensor that it doesn't
needlessly.
Need. I don't want to just guess.
Gotcha. Well, unfortunately, I hate to say it. I mean, you're right. It did need a maintenance service, a maintenance tune-up. That's correct. But it's time, I think, to probably get it to somebody else that's very familiar with that vehicle that actually has, you know, factory scan equipment and the software and just start pinpoint checking a lot of those components. But that's a tough one for me to tell you over the phone. We can never diagnose a car over the phone, and we never do.
Yeah.
But, give us a call, 426-2886. We'd be happy to take a look at it for you.
Well, I'd appreciate that. And
absolutely.
Do these trucks always get that bad fuel mileage, or do you know?
Well, it just depends on load, tire size, how you're using the vehicle. But, no, you should not. You said an EcoBoost, right? So you shouldn't be seeing that poor of fuel mileage. My guess is there's probably a group of issues, possibly carbon buildup in the engine and the intake. And, of course, it's not running properly. You got to check engine light being set, so it's not going to get the best fuel mileage with that going on. So there's some underlying issues. We certainly can get to the bottom of it and get that thing back up to a reasonable fuel. I would think you should be seeing probably high teens or low 20 fuel mileage on the highway as much as you drive it.
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck.
Give you a call.
Give us a call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. See ya.
Well, that was a great question, but it does sound like with 165,000 miles on it, it's probably going to be best served with some proper diagnostic to get to the root cause of these problems.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, that's not taking place. So,
yeah.
But we'll get to the bottom of that thing for him. You know what? We're going to go real quick. We got a bunch of calls. It's great. We're going to George real quick. George, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I have a 2017 Tundra SR5, and I'm pulling a Winnebago. I'm kind of new to pulling an RV.
Okay.
But I'm getting a little bit extra bounce out of my tongue. It's more irritating than dangerous. And I was thinking about, I was going to buy the TRO or whatever it is.
Right.
But it rode too rough for my lovely bride. So.
Amen.
I feel your pain.
Without her, I'm nothing. So anyway.
There you go. Smart man.
What?
I said smart man.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to increase, do something different with my shocks. And was Bilstein shocks, or should I just go to an air shock to pick up a little bit of tongue weight? Or can I even?
That
pulls the trailer all right.
Sure. Does the vehicle sit level when the trailer's on it?
Yeah.
So you have a load leveling type hitch assembly on there, right?
Yes, I do.
So you can adjust that.
I've got it torqued up pretty good.
Okay, that's the thing. So yes, will Bilstein specifically, any specific brand that has a multi-type variable type shock assembly could do that for you. But keep in mind, the shock doesn't carry any load or any weight. It's the springs on your vehicle that carry that. So as you mentioned earlier, you know, your lovely bride wouldn't care for the ride when the trailer's not on there probably, but you may have to go to a variable rate spring. I believe that's got a coil spring on the back, right? Or is it a leaf spring?
No leaf spring.
It's coil springs, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you could go to, you'd have to look and see wherever you get your service done, see if they have a cargo type carrying coil. And those typically are more variable in their spring rates. So they'll tend to ride a little softer when it's unloaded, but yet carry the load of your vehicle better when it is loaded.
Okay.
So it's called a cargo coil. They make it. Moog is one of the manufacturers of them, and other companies make them as well. But that's, you know, and that's a simple swap out. That's not a big deal. It won't cost you a lot of money, and that might be one place to start.
Yeah, I just didn't want to lose a warranty, you know, if I put air shocks on it or something.
Right. Well, you know, and here's the downside to air shocks. Over time, that the fittings and so forth start leaking and losing air, and then you got to fool around with that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I've been that route years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. George, great question. I got to let you go. I got to run to another one of these breaks. Have a good day, sir. Alrighty.
We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Yes, we will.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking for a new home? Log on to SimpsonKline.com to find every real estate service needed to go from home search to buying a home fast.
With so much planning needed for our move, it was great to have the real estate services located in one place. From the best search tools to mortgage, insurance, title, and home services, thanks Sipsy Klein. One-stop shopping made it easy.
That's just the beginning of what you'll find at SipsyKlein.com.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
My Powerball ritual, playing license plate numbers in my boss's golf score. When Powerball is up to $414 million, there's no better time to nail that lucky number and play the odds your way. Powerball, it's up to $414 million. Play today.
And while you're at it, don't forget to try the new Decade of Dollars scratch-offs with $1, $2, $5, and $10 games available. You could win $500 to $5,000 for up to 10 years.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Rain arriving later into the afternoon hours today, possibly a thunderstorm along with it. High temperatures up to 56 degrees and winds as high as 35 miles per hour. As we go into tomorrow, cloud cover decreasing throughout the day. The winds are picking up to 40 mile per hour wind gusts tomorrow with a high of 47. Mostly sunny skies on Monday. We're looking at temperatures right around 45 degrees for the high. On Tuesday, sunshine once again with 44 degrees for the high temperature. Clouds return to the Miami Valley on Wednesday, just a slight chance for a shower, and temperatures approaching 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us here today on Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. You can call or email Dave anytime, Dave at Murphy's Auto Care, if we can't get to your questions today. We've had a very busy phone day. We're going to get to as many people as possible, and we appreciate your call-ins. It makes the show go even faster than the fastest hour of radio.
And you know what else I appreciate? I appreciate our producers, Tyler and Griff. Those guys are rock stars in there.
That's really right.
They're making us look good.
They make
good,
us look good, yeah.
Nobody can make me look
okay.
good.
But yes. We always look good on radio.
I do a pretty good job. But anyway, yeah, well, I got a face for radio. They will say that. So, all right, you know what? Patience pays. We're going to Pat. Pat, how you doing?
Fine.
Hello. How can I help you?
Well, I've had this 2003 Avalanche truck. The clusters went bad twice, and I've had them replaced. Each time I do, the battery goes dead, too. Is that a connection there?
Okay, well, I'm going to back up, Pat, just for our other listeners. You're talking about the dashboard clusters.
The clusters, yes.
Right. And are you specifically referring to the gauges?
All the gauges quit, yes.
Right. Okay, so there, when you say you've had it replaced twice,
yes.
Were they new units or were they used units?
Well, I didn't ask.
Okay.
They just replaced them.
Okay. So there's two ways to approach this. Well, there's three, really. Someone might go out to a salvage yard and get another cluster, all right? And these have a very, very high failure rate, so it is doomed and likely to happen again. Or the other option to replace them is there are some rebuilt units out there on the in the aftermarket, and they're usually very dependable. We've been replacing them with that. Or the other option is each one of those gauge assemblies can be rebuilt. But what we've found is by the time we take the cluster out of the vehicle, and we replace the gauge cluster assemblies and put it all back together, it ends up costing you, the owner of the vehicle, about the same as just having a rebuilt one that actually has a guarantee with it. So my guess from what you're telling me is that wherever you've had the work done, they probably think they're doing you a favor by getting used ones and putting them in your car, but they're not, because we continue to repeat this problem. So that would be my guess. I would call them, ask them, check your receipt, look and see if they're using a rebuilt part. And if they are, a rebuilt part is okay. That's probably from...
And should have a warranty.
Okay.
And should have a warranty.
My son replaced them once.
Okay.
And it started right up after he replaced it,
sure,
and everything. But then the battery went dead and the dash quit.
Okay. So,
and the batteries were both brand new.
Both batteries. Your vehicle has two batteries in it?
No, at two different times when the clusters quit, the batteries went dead.
Okay. Well, that tells me then there is still a wiring harness issue with that vehicle. So it's really time. What part of town do you live in?
West Milton, Ohio.
Okay. Couple of pretty good shops up your way. And I'm just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of the names of them, quite honestly. There is, I believe, Supertech Auto up there in that area.
In Union.
Yep. Have you been to them?
No.
Take your car to them. Go see Chris.
I have before, but with a different car,
Yeah, take this one to them. Yeah,
okay.
Take this one to them. Get to the bottom of it. You know, Avalanches are really cool cars. I love those vehicles.
It only has 121,000.
There you go. And it's going to go a long way yet, but this is really frustrating you, I'm sure. And it's not dependable that way.
It's costly. I'm a senior, and I just can't keep putting out that kind of money.
Nope, we understand. We got to get to the bottom of it, get it over with, and get you happy again. So check with them. And if you still don't get any relief or you can't get it done, feel free to call me at our business anytime. You can call us at 426-2886 or just go to murphysautocare.com.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you for your call, and you have a safe, good weekend out there,
Thank you. You too.
All righty.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Wow.
Wow, very interesting question. I can tell why she is concerned.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't want to be without her vehicle.
No, no.
Or she doesn't want to be let down.
Right.
And dead battery is never when you need it.
That's right. And that's a shame. You know, I mean, certainly someone's trying to help with the situation, but it's probably past their, you know, their skill level. So just needs to get in somebody who's familiar with it, and those guys can do it up there. So, gosh, what else we got on the docket today,
Well,
Jan?
I do want to thank our sponsors today. That's BG Automotive Products. We use their products every day. They're very reliable. Also, KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice here in town. They keep us going. Mike's Car Wash. We are definitely going to Mike's Car Wash when we leave here today. My car's filthy, and I can't stand it. And they're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. around town, and I just love Mike's. They have great people that work with them, a great service. They always offer friendly smiles. And,
excellent company.
Also, Goodwill Easter Seals, Miami Valley, and the Goodwill Auto Auction. The auto auction's every other Saturday. Please consider going or seeing what they have for sale. But mostly, they need your donations. And people right here in the Miami Valley all are greatly served by this program. And please consider donating today. You've got something that you want off your property, or you're not driving it, or you don't want to worry about trading it in.
Or it's at the shop and you don't want to fix it and you're done.
They'll take it all. GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. Or 228 Auto. That's 228-2886. We really appreciate our partnership with them, and it's just really a great thing.
It's where people help people, and that's how it should be.
Next week, I just want to talk really quick. We've got
light
'em up. Special guests in the studio, and we are going to be talking about EVs. That's electric vehicles. The whole show is going to be about electric vehicles.
You don't want to miss it.
What is coming up, and great, great information.
Absolutely.
I just can't wait. Please tune in next Saturday if you want to learn more about so many opportunities with electric
vehicles. About electric vehicles. Yeah, it will keep you very interested. I will say that.
March 16th.
That's right. So, well, we have had another fabulous, fabulous show here on Auto Talk. It's always because of our great listeners and our callers. And Jan and I want to say thank you to all of you.
And we appreciate you.
And wish you a wonderful weekend and a safe, happy weekend.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, because it goes fast. All right, take care out there.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.